This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A woman named Kat hesitates when she's invited to take a boating trip with two acquaintances after a night of drinking on Martha's Vineyard, but she ultimately decides to go. Everything that follows turns her life into a feverish nightmare of paranoia, deception, and moral compromise. Everything That Follows is also the title of this psychological thriller novel by Meg Little Riley, her second following 2016's We Are Unprepared. Meg Little Riley has a background in politics, having worked as President Obama's Deputy Associate Director at the White House Office of Budget and Management, and VPR listeners may recognize her name from some of her commentaries that have appeared on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. These days, she lives in Hinesburg, and Meg Little Riley joins me now in our VPR studios. It is so great to have you here, Meg.
I'm very excited to be here.
So I have to admit to taking a personal interest in this book because I did live on Martha's Vineyard for a time, and you captured so beautifully how different this place is in the off-season than the star-studded summer months that people know the vineyard for. Why did you want to set this novel on the vineyard?
Well, I wanted to write a story about living in someone else's vacation land. I grew up in southern Vermont in Brattleboro, and as you know, for several months of the year, the traffic lines up and everybody's driving towards Stratton Mountain, Mount Snow. And I wanted to write a story about the people who work and live in the places that the rest of the world sort of they're all drawn to for these brief windows of the year. Ultimately, I was living briefly with my family in the Boston area, and we went to Martha's Vineyard in the off season. I hadn't been there since I was a child. And it's an extraordinary place. And one of the things that makes it extraordinary is that it's wild. The edges of the island are rocky bluffs, and the weather hits harder than it does in the rest of the continental U.S. One of the trips I took there actually happened in, it was the day after a tropical storm, and it was driving rain, and I ended up just riding the public buses around the island for hours and hours and hopping off and getting soaked.
Well, that driving rain you're talking about and that wild weather, and it's true, the vineyard really, it's open to the Atlantic, so it gets a lot of that weather. That's what happens on this fateful night in the book, where these characters get together on a boat, and one of them is named Kat, and she goes out with a guy named Kyle and this other guy named Hunter. Hunter passes out, and then Kyle starts to make advances on Kat that she does not want. It gets very frightening, very scary. Kyle goes overboard. We're not giving away too much here because this all happens in the first few pages of the book. And then Hunter wakes up. Kat and Hunter have to bring the boat back to the vineyard, and they don't know what to do next. There's a moral dilemma here. But as the book moves on, I thought this was something you did really skillfully well, the doubts about what actually happened start to creep in, where even Kat herself is not sure what her memory is producing. Were you trying to say something about the elusiveness of truth and how changing perspectives can so easily distort reality?
Absolutely. There were a few people involved in the incident, and they each create a different story for what they saw. And they're also interpreting the experience through their own lens of class, primarily. The ability to pull strings, perhaps, or call on family favors, it really changes one's relationship to authorities and the law.
I think it's so interesting what you're saying about class, because this character of Hunter, he is a rich kid from a privileged family. He comes from a political family. And this just reminded me so much, of course, of what happened in the late 1960s in Chappaquiddick with Ted Kennedy. And there was a terrible incident there, and a woman drowned and died. Was this on your mind as you were thinking about the character of Hunter and what happened at Chappaquiddick?
It wasn't, though I have been asked about it many times since then. I think my 10 years in Washington are probably always creeping in ways that I'm not conscious of.
What about those 10 years in Washington, Meg? Because you did work in the Obama administration. Did you ever think about making a career in politics, or was writing always your calling?
I wanted to write my whole life, and in fact, I have been writing all this time, but I also wanted to pursue advocacy. I was really interested, and I continue to be interested, in issues of social justice. But I also felt that I couldn't write a book until I had something to say. And so I just pursued these other things that I was really interested in. And then at a certain point, I had a sense suddenly that I need to do this sooner than later if it's going to be done. And that's when I started writing my first book. And that's also when I felt like I had something to say.
Meg Little Riley is the author of Everything That Follows. And thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.